This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is still in that position, but it's not clear how much longer he will be. Rosenstein's to meet with President Trump at the White House Thursday after reports that yesterday he was on the verge of resigning or was expecting to be fired. Since Rosenstein oversees the Russia investigation, one of President Trump's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, said yesterday if Rosenstein does go, there should be a pause in that investigation. Press Secretary Harry Sarah Sanders says,
I'd probably go a step further. I think the Mueller probe should end because they've spent a year and a half and they found nothing because there is nothing. There was no collusion.
She spoke on Fox and Friends. President Trump's at the UN General Assembly for its annual fall meetings. Speaking today, he's expected to defend his controversial global trade policies. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and his wife sit down for an exclusive interview with Fox News. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Kavanaugh speaks out.
I'm not questioning that perhaps Dr. Ford at some point in her life was sexually assaulted by someone in some place. But what I know is I've never sexually assaulted anyone.
Accuser Christine Ford scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh telling Fox News, I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process.
We're looking for a fair process where I can be heard defending my integrity.
Sentencing proceedings underway again today for the 81-year-old disgraced comedian Bill Cosby, who will find out if he'll be getting probation or having to serve as many as 10 years in prison after being convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his home back in 2004. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FBI and other agencies continuing their search for a boy who vanished from a park in North Carolina. Police say 6-year-old Maddox Rich doesn't talk and he has autism. He disappeared while with his father at a park last Saturday. The police are urging residents to look in their sheds, barns, or wooded areas where the boy could be hiding. Heading towards the November midterms, the Republican Party is the most popular it's been in 7 years, according to a survey, and John Clemens has more on the story.
The survey taken by Gallup gave the Republican Party a 9-point increase from 1 year ago, giving the GOP a positive rating among voters for the highest number hit by the GOP in the poll since 2011. 45% of Americans now have a positive view of the Republican Party, a 9-point gain from last September's 36%, and it comes only weeks before the midterm elections. I'm John Clemens.
And the divorce rate in the United States is falling thanks to millennials. A new University of Maryland study finding divorce rates have fallen 18% between 2008 and 2016, in part because millennials, as well as Generation Xers, are waiting longer to get married and they're making sure they're marrying the right person. It also helps they're more financially stable these days. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, here we are at the intersection of God and country. Welcome back, Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're going to be visiting with Father George Rutler in just a moment, a parish priest in Manhattan, a popular preacher and writer who's known internationally for his many TV programs on EWTN, author of 19 books, holds degrees from Dartmouth, Johns Hopkins, Rome, and Oxford. His most recent book is He Spoke to Us. And we're going to be talking about his compilation of Catholic wisdom from ancient times. Boy, if there was ever a time that this book needed to be released and you needed to get your hands on it, this is going to bless you. Let me tell you, it's Calm in Chaos, Catholic Wisdom for Anxious Times. And Father George William Rutler joins us now. Father George, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm well. I'm glad to be able to chat.
Oh, well, this compilation, this book that you put together, this is now in paperback, available as of last month. I think a must-have, especially for this season of life that we find ourselves on. I was blessed with so many chapters that you presented to us in this book.
Well, it says that this is one theory, is that every 500 years, civilization and the church is the heart of civilization goes through a crisis. First 500 years, you had the fall of the Roman Empire. The second 500 years, you had the split between the Eastern and Western churches. The third 500 years, you had the Protestantism. But now we seem to have been the perfect storm. All these considerations, civil politics, Roman Empire, the church politics, the Byzantine schism and theology, the Protestant revolt, all seem to be coming to a head. And, of course, it's made even more lurid because of a moral breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
But my point in putting these essays together is to stress that if we know our history, we will know better how to deal with these crises. You know, when you have a fever, you reach a crisis point, and you die or you live.
Right.
And so a crisis can be a very good thing. And I think our Lord is the good physician. He can cure anything.
Right.
But first of all, you have to diagnose the problem.
Exactly.
And our Lord is now exposing the deep problems we've had. I think we're paying a price for the last, at least couple generations for throwing the whole moral order of the human race as given by God out the window.
Exactly.
And so people now are living a contradiction. They were told in recent times, well, we have sexual liberation, do what you want, you can redefine marriage. But reality eventually kicks in. So, the radical feminists, for instance, were saying, you know, we're talking about free love and so on and so forth. And now, what do we do in reaction? We have the Me Too movement. Suddenly, people realize
that we didn't mean that kind of free.
The consequences of abuse. If you say marriage is whatever you want it to be, well, then the institution of marriage breaks down. Although I just was very happy to see that it seems to me now the divorce rate in our country is plummeting, and they're trying to figure out why, and they said because of the newer generation, the so-called millennials, are learning from the mistakes of their parents, and they want to be a little more serious about the bond of marriage. Yeah. So my point in these essays is that we have to recover our knowledge of the past to be able to deal with the present, and we've suffered very much in our generation by an ignorance of history.
Right. And our own obstinance to abandon the truth. You know, we're back in that cycle of judges seeing things according to our own eyes. And in the secular society in which we live here, particularly in America, it is very, very difficult. And, Father, I got to tell you, when I went to Israel not that long ago, a couple of years back, you know, I went with a distortion of what I thought Israel should be. I mean, here it is, God's chosen land, Jerusalem, where he said that he placed his name, of all places that he could place his name, he placed his name in Jerusalem. And you go there and you observe, you know, secular Israel. And I got to tell you, I was disturbed by that. And when I came back to America, even more disturbed because of what I saw in Israel. And I'm looking at it with fresh eyes here in this country. And it bothers me. And here we are. We're almost at an apex right now with the chaos that's going on in our government at every turn. As you mentioned, the feminist movement, millennials, all this stuff having an impact on our culture today. And what I find at the core of all this is the abandonment of truth.
Well, Pope Benedict XVI so famously talked about the dictatorship of relativism, which is the denial of truth, saying that our perception of things justifies what we do apart from objective reality. It's your opinion, your truth, my truth. So people stop thinking and they just feel. But then when you buy into that lie, you have to shout down anybody who contradicts your own feeling. This is why our universities, our colleges now, are imploding. They're not places of wisdom, of conferring truth. They're just ideological laboratories to impose opinions. And what happens? We still live in a real world. I mean, I can deny the law of gravity. I can say I feel there is a law of gravity. But if I jump off the Empire State Building, which is right down the street from where I live, within a few seconds, the sidewalk reminds me that there
it's
is still
it's still in
law
play
of gravity.
Exactly.
So what's going on now in our schools? When things don't go the way that the so-called snowflakes, a snowflake is just a kid who's just been lied to about reality. And then they go into meltdown, like any snowflake does. They hide into what they call safe spaces. But in the real world, there are no safe spaces. All the great heroes of the past have been willing to take risks for the truth. And I think about, we talk about a young generation. The fact is that we are the oldest generation that's ever lived. I mean, there are more people over the age of 60 now than have lived in all the other ages combined. So I think if somebody from ancient times came back here, one of the first things that would strike them is how elderly our society is. And that so many of the great achievements of the past have been the work of young people who've learned from the old, respected the old, and were willing to take risks. Joan of Arc saved France when she was about the age of a high school senior. Alexander Hamilton was 21 years old when he was a lieutenant general in the American Revolution. Don Juan of Austria saved civilization at the Battle of Lepanto when he was 24 years old, leading the papal the naval fleets.
Right.
In the Second World War, the average age of a bomber pilot was about that of a college sophomore. None of them looked for safe spaces.
Think about that for a while. And again, we remind you, it is experience that defines preference. And you'd think, as you say, Father, as much longer that we're living these days, that we have enough experience. But if we're not going to listen to the wisdom of the aged, then we're going to pay a price yet again. More from Father George Rutler after this.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Now I have the resurrection power, living on the inside.
but if the resurrection power is not exercised, then what use is it, ladies and gentlemen? 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Calm and Chaos, Catholic Wisdom for Anxious Times. Father George William Rutler is with us. Catholic, in as much as it's universal. If you think of it in terms of religion, then I think you're going to miss out on the blessings of the wisdom that is shared over the millennia, because there is so much packed in this book and will give you lots of encouragement right now at a time when I think this country is looking for peace. Father George, right now, just to bring in a contemporary issue of chaos that we're dealing with, regarding Judge Kavanaugh and two accusers. You know, I was talking this morning with another guest that, you know, when things happen and you are unfairly at least from your own perception, that you're unfairly being accused, our natural instinct is to seek a higher authority. And I think here, case in point, and what we were talking earlier, is the ultimate authority is God himself, and that if we're disconnected from the truth, then there's going to be a lot of damage here. Understanding that the Father loves Brett Kavanaugh as much as he loves Dr. Ford and even another accuser here. And just as Jesus, when he met that woman that was caught in the act, and everybody came around getting ready to throw bricks and stones at her, Jesus paused for a moment in only the way that he could do and started writing something in the sand, something that we don't know exactly, but it was so powerful, and it confronted the crowd with such truth that they began to drop their rocks and walk away. And hopefully, for those people that experienced that, that it was such a dramatic moment for them that they learned, you know, from the Master himself about truth, about love, about grace.
Well, consider the fact that these people who accused the woman were throwing stones. They had no real logical argument. They tried to base their anger on or their action on the letter of the law, mm-hmm. but they just resorted to violence. Our Lord is the eternal calm, the Logos. Mm-hmm. St. John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word was God. Jesus is the logic of the universe. Logos means logic, means mm-hmm. Word. And if we don't obey that, the Word, the logic that holds everything together, St. Paul says that in Christ mm-hmm. all things hold together. That means without Christ everything spins apart. That's what we're seeing.
Exactly.
So what happens? Then you have no argument except violence. I knew a woman who lived in Germany in the 1930s when people were still allowed to some degree to speak in public against the Nazis. Mm-hmm. And she said when they tried to make a speech, the Hitler Youth would come in with whistles and drums and just drown them out. They had no argument. And during the Kavanaugh hearings, you'd notice these people in the balcony, they have no argument. Mm-hmm. They just shout.
Right.
Now we realize now that many of them were just being paid to do that. But the judiciary, the judicial branch of our government is the voice of reason. It employs justice to, as best as we can, in a fallen world, to distinguish right from wrong. But we've seen the politicization of the judiciary. So people, when they ask who should be a judge, they don't ask who's just. They ask what are his opinions, what are his politics.
Right.
And, of course, a judge has to be above that. And sometimes the judge himself, I think Mr. Kavanaugh has said that sometimes as a judge he's made decisions that he would rather not have had to make, but he had to work within the structure of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
We see this illogic even infecting the church, and I think that's part of the crisis we're in. People reject the truth of God because it doesn't conform to their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a great danger when we have clergy trying to attract people, persuade people, by agreeing with a fallen world.
Mm-hmm.
The Christian has to be a sign of contradiction. And we have to remember, you talk about our Lord stoning that woman. Do you know that in Islam, women are still stoned for adultery?
Right.
And why? Because they have rejected the truth of Christ. It's as simple as that. And of course, in our society now, when people are cynical, they say, well, it's politically incorrect to say that. But to deny Christ is to usher in chaos.
It really is. I mean, when you think, again, what gives me calm is the Word of God that says a people without vision will perish. And that interpretation is vision, it's revelation, and perishing also suggests you cast off restraint to the point of your book, chaos, is that you are unanchored from the truth of God, and so you're like this hot air balloon that has holes in it, that the air is driving it out of it, and it's going pell-mell from left to right, up and down, all over the place, and this seems to be the condition of our society, because God was also plain and direct in saying that he will not be mocked, that you will reap what you sow. So just as you exampled earlier, if you want to continue to go on top of the Empire State Building and jump off the roof because you feel like you're big enough to defy gravity, you're going to find out very shortly that gravity still is in play, in much the same way that the laws, the logos of God that he long established, that as he told Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? It is not going well for America right now. We are in a mess because we have let go of that which is right.
Well, I have to say, I mean, I'm showing my colors here a bit. I was just listening to the President Trump's speech at the United Nations. Mm-hmm. I was so very impressed at how forthright he was about these very matters. And in politics, in diplomacy, it's almost been a definition of diplomacy to lie. And to tell people the truth scandalizes mm-hmm. them. And that's what our Lord did. He told the truth. That's mm-hmm. why he got crucified. Now, if you look at fanatics, the people who are very confused in their lives, one indication of the fact that they are illogical is their lack of a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Humor is a perception of imbalance. I was a chaplain at the state mental hospital. I'll tell you, when poor people are insane, they'll laugh at what is not funny.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what's happened in our humor to stand-up comedians today. What passes for comedy and entertainment. It's vulgar, coarse, destructive, and hateful. That is very, very indicative of a loss of a sense of truth, which then causes imbalance.
Yeah. And moral corruption, as you mentioned earlier, and it's interesting, the people are going, where's the moral dignity and the civility? Well, you threw it out the door, and you're reaping what you're sowing. Can you not see that?
Well, yeah. If a couple generations ago, some sociologists and others move in and say, "Well, there need be no sexual restraint in one's moral life," well, what happened? We have a Me Too movement now. People screaming that they've been violated. Well,
right.
Why should they be surprised?
Right. Exactly.
Well, when you say that there are no moral perimeters. Suddenly, why be surprised when you have child abuse?
Right, and you have Planned Parenthood in your neighborhood and 60 million babies aborted, and on as a result of letting go of the truth from God. Father George Ruttler, his book, Calm in Chaos, linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the
the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is still in that position, but it's not clear how much longer he will be. Rosenstein's to meet with President Trump at the White House Thursday after reports that yesterday he was on the verge of resigning or was expecting to be fired. Since Rosenstein oversees the Russia investigation, one of President Trump's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, said yesterday if Rosenstein does go, there should be a pause in that investigation. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
I'd probably go a step further. I think the Mueller probe should end because they've spent a year and a half and they found nothing because there is nothing. There was no collusion.
She spoke on Fox and Friends. President Trump's at the UN General Assembly for its annual fall meetings. Speaking today, he's expected to defend his controversial global trade policies. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. Samuel Rodriguez joins us now. He's the president of NHCLC, an international organization with more than 40,000 U.S.-based evangelical churches and additional chapters around the world. We're going to be talking about his brand-new book, Shake Free, How to Deal with the Storm, Shipwrecks, and Snakes in Your Life. Sam, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm blessed, and thank you so much for having me, my friend.
Well, I got to tell you, Sam, I got to congratulate you and tell you how grateful and how much I appreciate all the work you're doing on behalf of evangelicals. But America at large, I know that you have been heavily involved in, you know, bringing an evangelical message to a secular world, a growing, you know, a growing America here that has rather, you know, quite frighteningly moved more and more away from God and towards secularism.
Well, I'm grateful for that. I am wholeheartedly convinced that this evangelical message, the gospel message of Christ, is the quintessential firewall against the ever-increasing agenda of secular totalitarianism. The number one threat right now as it pertains to religious liberty and the advancement of our Judeo-Christian value system is none other than secular totalitarianism. And it's the gospel message that serves as the firewall.
Well, when you consider the history of this great country of ours, songs that have talked about, you know, God bless America, the beliefs of our founding fathers, how this country began, Sam, this is like no other country. When you look back at the history of America, and then you have our former president, Barack Obama, declaring to America and the world that we're no longer a Christian nation. What is it? One president makes that declaration? What about we, the people?
No, American exceptionalism, it's this radical, transformative, world-changing idea of God over man and man over government. It's that idea, the fact that our rights come from God. That powerful idea is what makes us exceptional. So without a doubt, embedded in the DNA of America, and you can't extrapolate it, you can't rhetorically attempt to quell it. The reality is this country was based on a Judeo-Christian value system that cannot and will not be denied. Our mores, our values, our optics, our DNA is a Judeo-Christian value system. So regardless of what politicians may say and their wish list as it pertains to advancing a secular agenda, we are a nation founded on a Judeo-Christian value system, and we have thrived because of that value system.
Exactly. And Sam, more than ever, the gospel, the good news, and our confidence in the good news, because as we know, though those who know their God will do mighty exploits, and I insist it's not about the mighty exploits, it's everything about knowing God.
Oh, it's that personal relationship. It's the vicarious atoning work of Christ. It's the grace-filled work of Jesus, the love of God, the truth of God, the mercy of God. There is no greater outcome, no greater relationship, no greater engagement in our humanity that we can possibly experience greater than an experience with the living Christ. Indeed. And again, it's fundamental, but even the ability to deliver this message, the ability for you and I to have this conversation, and I'm not the doomsday guy. I'm a good news person, right?
Right.
But listen, even that ability, this conversation right now, is under assault.
Exactly.
We may not have this freedom 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now if we don't protect it and we're vigilant in protecting that freedom.
Well, as you know, you're in California. I was born and raised in California. More than ever, Christian values have been under attack. Up until recently, there was a bill in the state Senate of California that wanted to limit the amount of counseling that could be conducted in the name of Jesus as it relates to sexual identity.
Can you believe that? No, seriously speaking, yeah. Can you believe that? Could you ever have imagined, you know, that we would reach a point where our legislative bodies will attempt to tell us and dictate what we can and cannot do in the name of Jesus as it pertains to giving advice or counsel. It's outrageous, it sounds ridiculous, but it's a reality. Again, the problem is not a secular agenda, and I say this with great due deference. The problem, Bill, to a great degree, is a lukewarm church.
Mm-hmm.
It is a church that drinks the Kool-Aid. It is a church that is more preoccupied with making sure that we have a great number of likes on our social media pages in comparison to being faithful to the one we love. And
right.
We will, today's complacency is tomorrow's captivity.
Yes.
We are what we tolerate. We really need a church to really stand up in these very precarious times and exhibit prophetic courage in the name of Jesus.
Interesting, Sam, that Gallup had conducted a poll a little over a year ago, and I thought the surprising, and I say surprising, response of secular America was, they said, where's the Christians? We're in chaos. We need some Christian direction and guidance here. And I had to laugh with some irony, because it's like, wait a minute, you've been kicking, not even, you know, you've been kicking Christians not to the back of the bus, but off the bus totally. You've run the bus in the ditch, and you're saying, where are the Christians? To me, to your point, Sam, that is, that's the opportunity for the church to really step up when secular America even knows they have it wrong, but they're continuing to do the same thing, expecting different results, and even they know in and of themselves, I don't care whatever issue you want to talk about, whether it's sexual identity, the abortion issue in their hearts of hearts, because God says that he imprints himself. The very image is imprinted in all of us, and it connects to our consciousness to know that there is the difference between right and wrong. And if it's at 3 o'clock in the morning that we wake up in a sweat, realizing that, hey, look at, we're missing the mark. Now, what do we do about it? Do we sear our conscience, or are we ready to confront? But if we don't have the church, to your point, there to come alongside and let people know, look at, Jesus paid the price. Yes, you've made mistakes. Guess what? So has the church. So have we. Nobody's perfect here. This is why we need Jesus. But if we can't come alongside in grace and love to be the answer to their need, then we're not doing what God's commanded us to do.
Those that know, know. And even the world is privy to the fact that even the world knows that the answer is in the church. But the answer is the church. The answer, biblically, theologically speaking, the response to the darkness is the light. And we are the light of the world, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. We are that light. And again, it's up to the church to get out of the proverbial threshing floor, just like Gideon in Judges chapter 6. We have to stop hiding. We have to emerge as the church of Jesus, the most transformative, viable institution on the planet is the church of Jesus. And we need to stop delegating responsibility to political ideologies and parties when we believe many Christians are abdicating, and we are giving the government too much authority, believing that Uncle Sam has the answer, when the answer to many of these issue is found in the Church of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, especially when you have God himself who came amongst us, died and rose from the dead and gave us this charge and established the church that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. Do we really know that? Do we really believe that? If we did, I got to believe, Sam, the church would be looking a lot different today. Look, we're going to go to a quick break. We've got more from Samuel Rodriguez right here, and we are going to get into his new book, Shake Free, on Bill Martinez Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Saturday, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Samuel Rodriguez continues. His new book, Shake Free, How to Deal with Storms, Shipwrecks, and Snakes in Your Life. Sam, what was the inspiration of this book?
The Apostle Paul, one of my favorite biblical characters, Acts 27, Acts 28. The Apostle Paul is on his way to Rome, Acts 23:11. So Jesus speaks to Paul and says, hey, here's what's going to happen. You're going to take this gospel message to the most important city, politically speaking, in the world, Rome. But he never tells them how he's going to get there. So here's how he gets there. He gets there on a prison ship that suffers a nor'easter, a hurricane, a shipwreck, and then he ends up in the island of Malta, Acts 28, where a snake comes out and attempts to kill him. Again, he is doing God's will, mind you. He's in the midst of God's will, and yet he suffers a storm, a shipwreck, and a snake attempts to poison him and kill him. So this book was written out of the inspiration of the narrative of the Apostle Paul. The things we go through in life do not speak that we are out of the will of God. Many of the storms we go through and shipwrecks actually speak to the fact that we are on our way to fulfilling God's mandate for our corresponding lives. Hence, Shake Free, how to overcome the storm, shipwrecks, and snakes in your life.
Well, Sam, I think that's kind of the delusion a little bit that you confront directly that most Christians have, that somehow they, you know, accept Jesus, they pray, and they expect roses and rainbows. I mean, it's like they're signing up for a type of Christianity that God never said was going to happen.
No, it's a misnomer. It's a mischaracterization. As a Christian, as a matter of fact, you look at the martyrs who have given their lives, those that are currently being persecuted around the world. These are individuals who should be right now questioning whether or not they made the right choices, but they're not. Many of them are sacrificing their own lives, by the way, because they are so committed to the reality of this relationship with Jesus. It was so real and so authentic, the change in their lives, that it cannot and will not be denied. This book is about how to overcome You know, how do you not only measure it and see it, but how do you overcome? How do you overcome the shipwreck, exactly. The storms? We all go through storms. We all go through shipwrecks. And some of us have had, you know, metaphorically speaking, snakes come out of the fire for the purpose of poisoning our destinies and strangling our dreams. How do we shake free from that and advance towards the greater cause? That's what this book equips you with. It's theologically sound. It's Christ-centered, Bible-based. But I assure you, it will bless the reader to understand that they are on their way to Rome.
Yeah, Sam, when you were talking about the martyrs, I mean, we've had martyrs from the first day, the early foundings of the church. You think about what kind of persecutions, the deaths that they experienced, even to modern times, with the modern-day martyrs. And I look and consider their lives, and boy, I'll tell you, if that doesn't raise your confidence level, that people are willing to accept their cross, accept their death in the name of Jesus, what is it that they know about our God that is lacking in us that maybe keeps us focused more on the shipwreck and the snakes than on the deliverance and the gospel message?
You and I have a mutual friend, Franklin Graham, and Frank was sharing with me the story of the 21st martyr some years ago, the Coptic Christians that were beheaded by ISIS. Well, the last one that was beheaded was not actually a Christian in the beginning. Let me explain. When they were kneeling down, they discovered the last individual there was actually was not a Christian, was a Muslim. And they said, wait a minute, you're here by mistake, so why don't you stand up? He says, I'm not here by mistake anymore. I want the God they have, and I want to serve the Jesus they serve. And he right there gave his life up because he was so moved by the witness of the other gentlemen that were there that at that moment he became a Christian. Bill, that's the sort of Christianity that we want to see around the world, that it literally provokes others around us to say, we want what you have.
Exactly. Are we holding on to the things of the world so much that we cannot apprehend the higher calling, the things that God has for us? Sam, I know that you know President Trump, and you've gotten to know him fairly well. A lot of contention surrounding this president. What is your perspective?
I've had the privilege of praying for this president and of course, participated in the inauguration. My heart goes out to the person occupying that office. I was there for George W. Bush. Believe it or not, I had opportunity to engage in prayerful activity likewise and in meetings with our former president, President Obama, even though I disagree with about 92% of his policies. Mm-hmm. God had me there. I never knocked on the door, never asked to be invited to anything, and God had me there. And with this president, it's been at a different level, of course. Mm-hmm. In full disclosure here, I can't deny the fact that this president has done more to protect my ability to preach the gospel than any other president since Ronald Reagan and probably even before Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. Religious liberty. I am a pro-life person, not because I'm politically driven, but because every life is precious. And being a faith and science guy, I know I agree with the medical community as it pertains to the viability of life in the womb, even from the moment of conception, the beauty of God's creation. This president has done more to protect the sanctity of life and to defund abortion mills than any other president since 1973. So there are, of course, tweets that I would prefer not to take place. There are exchanges that I would prefer not to take place. I would love them to stop engaging in conversations that he could just basically shake free. Right. He needs to shake off some of the things that come his way. He really does. I would like to give him a copy of the book. I haven't yet. Yeah. Putting that aside, my prayers accompany him. I've been with him. I can tell you firsthand, this is the kind of president that looks at me, and I'm not justifying anything. All I'm telling you is this. He looks at me and he'll tell people around, he'll say, I love Samuel Rodriguez. This is the kind of president that has talked to me about his kids and his grandkids. I've met a man who is compassionate, who's not perfect, but he has demonstrated compassion and mercy in conversations, even on issues like prison reform and so forth. A conversation that emerged out of a dinner where I'm seated with Jared and Ivanka, and then inevitably it ended up into new legislation coming from the White House. So pray for the president. He needs prayer. I've never seen a president under so much spiritual assault like this president. And he really needs a canopy of prayer and intercession, and we want him to succeed. By the way, for any American listening, this idea that you want this president to fail, it is equivalent to saying that you are on a ship and you want your captain to fail.
Exactly.
It makes no intellectual sense whatsoever.
Yeah, on any level, Democrat, Republican, whatever political persuasion that you may have, it doesn't make any sense. It's even as Zig Ziglar was often quoted as referring to the stinking thinking. As we know, Sam, it starts with our thoughts, and all today in the name of freedom of speech and the information age and fake news, it's like there's no responsibility or civility or consideration for speaking the truth. It's just, hey, just let your opinion fly out there, and regardless of any kind of impact that it has. I mean, here is a president who has made great gains, and I agree, not perfect. He's a human being like the rest of us, and I don't know any of us that can claim any kind of perfection here. So we need to extend grace and, support this president as the Bible tells us that we should do.
But I need to say something here because, again, by the grace of God, I've had the privilege of working with three different presidents. But when I am critiqued, or others get critiqued for even being there, it is just not only spiritually outrageous, it's intellectually outrageous and incoherent. Let me explain.
Yes.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of my heroes, would always say, if you're not present, do not expect change. If you're not able to sit down with people you disagree with, do not expect change. So the fact that we're having conversations with this president should be applauded. But what we have is a social media mob, a frenzy of people. And if they see some sort of posting that you're with this president, oh, the threats and the protests and the pushback and the hate and the animus is overwhelming. We, so those of us that do have access, cannot succumb to this sort of mass hysteria and this cyberbullying. We have to continue our assignments. We do it with integrity. We don't sacrifice truth on the altar of political expediency. We're not married to the donkey or to the elephant. We must be buried exclusively to the agenda of the lamb. But we must continue to be there and be present and continue to serve at whatever capacity this president deems appropriate.
Exactly. Well, Sam, that's a great summary. We're going to leave it there. Samuel Rodriguez, his book based on the story of Acts 27:28 of the Apostle Paul's near catastrophic shipwreck. The title, Shake Free, How to Deal with the Storm, Shipwrecks, and Snakes in Your Life. And this will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Sam, God bless. Thank you so much for being with us.
Bless you, my friend.
Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Thank you.
Healthcare reform is